Now time for a locker room check one last time from Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gatzenmeyer. After a couple of wins from this past week, Coach, we'll start off with your guys' win against JCN. You guys win that one 52-51. How are your thoughts on that one?
It was an exciting ending, that's for sure. It was a great game. It was back and forth. We had a 7-point lead early on, and then we're able to get another 7-point lead in the fourth quarter, and it really came down to us not doing a very good job from the foul line. And we played a lot of zone, and give JCN credit, they crashed the boards hard. They got a bunch of offensive rebounds, and they hit some shots late and made it an interesting game. And couple mental mistakes by us and led to them taking the lead with about 10 seconds left, but give our guys credit, they didn't hang their heads. We executed something that was drawn up in the timeout and got it to our guy Zach Evans going down the lane, and he had an incredible finish to win the game at the buzzer. But it was a complete team effort. Zach might have had that final bucket, and he ended with, I think, a game-high 20 points. But there were so many other guys that had contributing factors in there. Like Dylan Cervantes hit a buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter. And, Hayden Carney had some big shots. Thayer Coleman was a man on the boards. He ended the game with 7 rebounds, and those were huge. And John Fricks had some big buckets, and he had a couple free throws late in the game that were big for us as well. So it was an exciting game for sure.
Coach, how much was it a relief to get a close win? Because it had been a minute since you guys had had one of those. You haven't had a ton of those this season. How important was it to get a close win this close to Tough State?
Yeah, it's been a while since we had a close win. I think that, we had one against D West before Christmas time. And our wins as of late have been kind of like by a bigger margin. So we haven't had to have, free throw situations and defensive situations late in the game. And it's pivotal for us at this time of the year. I thought the guys did a great job in execution late, and very, very proud of them.
Coach, how much does that win against Pleasant Ridge, as you guys win the 55-41, prepare you for this upcoming game against Jackson Heights?
I think it does significantly. I think Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge are kind of similar in a way. They both have great quickness, some guys that can shoot from the perimeter and some guys that can score on the inside. Ended the first half on an 8-0 run and, propelled by our defense. And then that just carried on into the third quarter. We got up by about 18 and then kind of coasted a little bit. They hit some threes late. But again, Zach Evans was Zach Evans and Hayden Carney were both really, really efficient last night. Zach ended 10 of 13 from the field, and I think Hayden was 6 of 8. And when you got two guys like that are hitting shots like that, you're going to be tough to stop. And again, it was another team win. Zach might have led us in points with 25 and Hayden had 14. But I look at guys like Dylan, who was face guarded most of the night. He ended up with 4 assists and 6 rebounds. Thayer Coleman had, 4 points. And another 7 rebound night. John Friggs had 4 points. And, I feel good about our chances this week. It's going to be tough. Every game's going to be a battle from here on out, including our last regular season game with Jackson Heights on Friday. And it's just an exciting part of the year. And I'm excited to see what our boys are capable of.
Yeah, very exciting time of the year. As after that, you guys take on Pleasant Ridge at home on Monday in Substate. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. Best of luck in Substate, your game against Jackson Heights as well. And for the rest of the way, appreciate your time.
All right, Jared, I appreciate what you guys do and, following us and covering us. And you guys do a great job for Northeast Kansas, so we appreciate what you do.
That was Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gatzenmeyer here on Locker Room Chat.